Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The voters of Michigan have spoken at the ballot place, and here is what they're saying on this day after the midterm election.
My name is Janetta Norris, and I'm from Lansing, Michigan. I'm really excited about is how not only was it a great win for the Democrats, but it was a great win for all the women, because there's women power in office, so I'm excited about that.
My name is Tom Evans. I'm from Van Buren Township. You know, I think Bill Schuette's been a great attorney general, and I think it's a shame because I think a lot of people said, oh, well, you know, he's homophobic, he's against marijuana, merely because he enforced the laws that the people voted on.
So. My name is Ryan. I'm 22. I feel good. I'm not Republican or Democrat, but I definitely have been siding with the Democrats lately based off of Republican behavior. So the one that interested me the most was probably the Attorney General, just because the Line 5 is a big deal, something I'm very passionate about, and Dana Nessel's passion to make action on that was, you know, something I was looking forward to hear results from.
Republicans will hold on to power in the state legislature, but it was a good day for Democrats. The party picked up two important congressional seats. They won the races for Attorney General and Secretary of State and United States Senate. And, of course, the big headline, Democrat Gretchen Whitmer will be our 49th governor. At a press conference this morning, Whitmer told reporters she'll announce her transition team later today and said she is considering Republicans to fill some key roles in her new administration. And she was asked about her first priority as our new governor.
When we think about the quality of our drinking water, it's something that is absolutely essential. You cannot live without clean drinking water. We are home to 21% of the world's fresh water, and we've got a lot of communities that can't drink the water coming out of their tap. So working on infrastructure in Michigan is at the top of the list.
Here with us to break down some of these important races is GOP strategist Matt Marsden, Director of Public Relations and Government Affairs at Rev6 Data Systems, and Adrian Hemond, Democratic strategist and CEO of the Grassroots Midwest bipartisan consulting firm. So there was so much talk about a blue wave, a chance for voters to send a clear message of disapproval to President Trump. Matt, did we get that in Michigan?
Oh, I'd say you got that in Michigan for sure. I think when you look at the wins by Governor-elect now Whitmer, Jocelyn Benson in the Secretary of State's office, you have Dana Nessel as the new incoming Attorney General, you have congressional seats that were lost. You know, quite clearly the residents of Michigan and the voters of Michigan spoke very clearly and sent a very clear message, especially the women voters.
Adrian, what do you think energized Democratic voters?
You know, obviously the president played a role in that, you know, the sort of polarization that the president has been stoking, not that he's responsible for all that. It certainly predates him. I think that was a big motivating factor. Also, you know, the federal GOP's assaults on the Affordable Care Act turned out to be a really resonant issue, which is interesting. You know, the last big wave election we had in 2010 was largely explicitly against the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act did really well in Michigan elections and just nationally. I mean, there were some red states like Utah and Nebraska that approved Medicaid expansion via the ballot. So, I mean, I think the Affordable Care Act was a big motivator for traditional Democrats, but also for, you know, those sort of leaners that may have leaned Republican in some of those Southeast Michigan suburbs in the past. That was a really important issue.
And what was speaking to Republican voters, Matt?
I think what we see in the Republican trend is if you look at the outlying map, you're seeing a lot of red, and you're seeing in certain races, especially probably the Hildebrand seat where Winnie Banks was a winner, you're seeing more union men that are tending to move GOP, which is kind of an interesting phenomenon. And I think you saw that impact several different races, the Kelly Rossman race and some of the Macomb County races. So from that dynamic, I think that it's about the economy. It's about their job security. It's about feeling safe and where they are. And some of it is just plain support of Donald Trump, blindly supporting Donald Trump. But again, I want to point out, you saw major shifts in Oakland County.
You know, yes.
Major
well,
shifts.
In fact, let's talk about the governor's race. You saw Gretchen Whitmer beating Bill Schuette in counties that like Oakland County, Kent County, Macomb County. So what lost the race for Bill Schuette, Matt?
I think he had no message. I think that he relied on his career politician approach to things. I don't think the paycheck plan is went far enough. And I think that you just really can't overestimate the fact that there was an upswell of especially female voters, an uptick in participation. And these were people that existentially were putting out a little bit larger message. And Schuette bore the brunt of that. But again, when you have an all-women ticket like they did and they won, it speaks volumes about where we're going in the state of Michigan, especially in an off-presidential year. And again, to your point, when you look at Kalamazoo, you look at Oakland, you look at Macomb, these are our urban areas. These are our population bases. The rest of the state can go red, but you still have to hold those areas. And frankly, Oakland County's Democrat, the county commission, is now an 11-10 split for the Democrats.
Adrian, what did Gretchen Whitmer do right in this race?
Number one, she ran as a Democrat, which in a midterm year for a president is typically, for a Republican president, is typically going to be a really good thing for you. Gretchen ran a really disciplined campaign. I will admit to having been skeptical of former Senator Whitmer as a candidate for governor when she launched her campaign 2 years ago, and I'm willing to eat some crow about that. She ran a very disciplined campaign. She stuck to a few issues that were poll tested that she knew resonated with the electorate, like fixing the roads, expanding health care access, and that was really successful for her. She did not get off on message. She didn't chase her tail when the Republicans and Bill Schuette were lobbing attacks at her. She stayed laser-focused on those issues, and those issues resonated with the voters who tuned out for her.
You know, Bill Schuette enthusiastically embraced Donald Trump from the get-go. He told us he was going to walk through the front door of the White House and get federal help from Michigan, told us that on the show. Yet Donald Trump never set foot in Michigan to help him. He sent Kellyanne Conway, who, by the way, got Schuette's name wrong in a tweet. Why didn't Bill Schuette get more attention, or Michigan for that matter, John James and Bill Schuette?
I think that they looked at the landscape and saw what was going to happen. I think that they're going to utilize his time where he thought he could be most effective. And the president's strategy was a Senate-driven strategy. He was going to go to the states that he knew he was going to be popular. He was going to go where he knew he was going to be loved and feel the love, and he wasn't going to stray off of that. And Michigan was looking blue all along, and the polling numbers showed it. And the fact of the matter is that there, you know, he won here by a very small margin. And I think a lot of the response back to that was almost in part and form the people of Michigan, maybe that didn't participate in the last presidential year or wanted to send a distinct message that Michigan does not necessarily support Donald Trump because he beat Hillary Clinton here. As people have said, I don't know that Donald Trump necessarily won Michigan, but that the Hillary Clinton campaign lost Michigan.
If you just joined us, we're breaking down yesterday's midterms with GOP strategist Matt Marsden and Democratic strategist Adrian Hammond. So, Adrian, Senator Debbie Stabenow is going back to Washington for her fourth term, but John James was closer to unseating Senator Stabenow than Bill Schuette was to grabbing the governor's seat. Were you surprised at that?
Yeah, I was a little bit. I expected him to run a strong campaign. He's obviously got a sterling biography, you know, to put out in front of voters. He ran a pretty good campaign. I actually think he probably could have done a little bit better if he hadn't been so full-throated in his Trump support during the primary. But that's part of what helped carry him through his primary election. And I think that hurt him some in the general election. You know, the reverse of this is that, you know, Senator Stabenow won. She had a decent margin. But this was not the Debbie Stabenow that we saw in prior election cycles in terms of the energy level for that retail politicking that she's known for. She won. I don't expect to see her run again in 6 years.
Interesting. James didn't get a lot of outside help, Matt, from the party. Did the National Republican Party miss an opportunity here?
No, I don't believe they missed an opportunity. And I think that there was probably part of the strategy was that they knew that he was going to do well. And I think that this was his debut. This was his time to break out onto the stage. This was his time to be introduced to the people of Michigan. I think he did a fine job of doing so. I said from the very beginning that Debbie Stabenow was a very difficult candidate to beat. She has deep pockets and she has a bipartisan support, especially amongst the farming communities. So, I mean, I think it would maybe tighten up a little bit more than people expected. But I think, you know, on the flip side of it, you saw some races like the Mike Bishop race and the Haley Stevens race where it opened up to 50.6 to 46.8 for Slotkin.
So what are you going to be watching most closely as all these upcoming transitions take place?
I think for me, I'm going to watch these ballot initiatives and how they're going to be implemented and how that rolls out and what are the consequences of Prop 1 and Prop 2 and the development of the gerrymandering council and what are we going to see from that and what kind of politics is going to play on that. I'm also interested to watch the governor-elect Whitmer's transition team. I know that it's my understanding that she's kind of opening up some bipartisan support by inviting my former boss, Congressman Schwartz, to sit on a transition team. And I think that's smart on her part. So I'll be interested to see how she develops her cabinet. And I'll be interested to see the first moves by the new attorney general and where she might go with some early plays that might be low hanging fruit.
Adrian, what do you got your eye on?
Yeah, I really have my eye on Senator Whitmer. Like I said, I was really skeptical at the beginning of this candidacy. She 100% proved me and a lot of the other doubters wrong. But, you know, thinking back, the last time that we had a governor that had extensive legislative experience, that liked getting out on the floor of the House and Senate and negotiating with members and working out deals, was a fellow named John Engler. Now, I'm a Democrat, and I certainly don't like everything that John Engler did, but he was an extraordinarily effective governor for his policy perspective. And I certainly think that, you know, Gretchen Whitmer has got the experience and the tools and the talent to be that type of governor for Michigan and for Michigan Democrats in particular. They've got a real opportunity now to do some serious infrastructure building as we look forward to 2020 and to accomplish a lot in the legislature. You know, if Senator Whitmer is successful at putting those skills and that experience in the legislature to work the way that former Governor Engler was, you know, it could be a really, really good governorship for Democrats.
Democratic strategist Adrian Hammond and GOP strategist Matt Marsden. Always great talking politics with you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks.